of a typical county employee, you might think about someone working in the courthouse or maybe even on a public works crew. But the county has a few unusual jobs, including one man that has the title Animal Keeper. As part of our ongoing series in which we speak with leading experts and people of interest in the Pittsburgh community, 90.5 WESA's Mark Newbar spoke with George Ersta while he was taking a break from his job at Roundhill Park.
Let's start out with just a thumbnail sketch of what this park is.
Okay, we have nine pavilions up in the park area. We have a splash park, we have a playground, and then the farm part, we do plant our own corn, we bale our own hay. We do our own alfalfa, and then we have the animal part, the farm part with the farm animals, and it's a working farm, and it's a recreational, facility for people too.
Walk me through a typical Monday.
I arrive here about 4:30 in the morning. I ring the chain on the gate over there for the cows to come down from the field, and normally they're pretty obedient, and they'll be down within 10 minutes, and come up here and I milk the cows. I bring them over and I milk them. And then I make my rounds. I go out and feed the chickens. We have baby chicks out there that were hatched back in April. And then I come over here and I let King out, one of our retired police horses. I have to bottle feed the calves and the baby lambs. And we have two pigs. And then I have two donkeys, Pete and Dominic up top, which they're a big attraction here. People really love them. So it's your basic farm chores.
So if you have sheep that are giving birth and cows from time to time, what happens to these animals?
We normally keep them unless we make a trade with another farmer for another animal.
Tell me about the relationships that you have with the animals.
I treat them with respect because they can't tell you when they're sick. They can't tell you when they're hungry. You have to take care of them. You just have to have compassion for them and have the caring heart like you would if it was your own pet. When we lose one, it hurts. But other than that, there's more good than there is bad.
The plants that you grow, do they all stay here on the farm?
Our corn goes to a feed mill, and they process the corn, and it comes back into our grain that we use for our dairy cows. And all the hay and everything and the alfalfa, we use everything here right on the farm.
And what happens with all the milk?
We use it around on the other animals. And like the calves, we have to feed the calves and everything.
How did you get into this line of work?
I actually was hired it'll be 6 years ago in March. I didn't know a thing about farming. I didn't know nothing. I worked heavy construction for 30 years. And when I went for my interview, I told them I really wanted to work for Allegheny County, and I would shovel, I can't say it, but, and they said, you're going to get your wish. We're sending you to Roundhill Park. You're going to learn how to be a farmer.
So you're a city boy, so to speak.
Yeah, actually, I'm born and raised over in McKeesport. So, yes, yeah, you could say I'm a city boy, yeah. And I learned how to be a farmer, so it was pretty cool.
Obviously, a lot of kids and even adults come yes. through here. What do they say when they see you working?
They think it's an amazing job.
Now, you said you did construction for 30 years?
It was about 28 and a half almost, yeah.
So you've already had sort of one career. How much longer do you think you'll be able to do this?
Well, I'm 58 right now, and I love this job. And if my health and the Lord above going to let me go, I think I can go another 10, 11 years. Especially, I love what I'm doing, and which I do. A lot of people say that they hate going to work. Well, I'm one of the few, I think, says, I can't wait to get to work because I love coming here. I mean, I do.